This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump is hoping for a commanding win in today's New Hampshire primary. The AP's Donna Warder.
A victory in the Granite State for the former president would secure a sweep of the first two Republican primary races and would make a November rematch with President Joe Biden look more likely than ever. At a rally Monday in Laconia, New Hampshire, Trump urged everyone to get out of bed and vote.
We have to win by big margins. And the reason we have to do that, Al, very simple. You know what the reason is in November? We have to send the signal that we're not playing games.
His Republican opponent, Nikki Haley, says,
at the end of the day, this is about what do people want. We know 70% of Americans don't want a Trump-Biden rematch.
And Haley was off to a positive start in New Hampshire with the first in the nation midnight vote in the tiny town of Dixville Notch, a clean sweep of 6 votes for Haley. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities say a suspected mass killer fled Illinois, turned up in Texas, where he shot and killed himself after a confrontation with law enforcement. 23-year-old Romeo Nance suspected of killing 8 people in suburban Chicago. Authorities say he knew them. The Israeli military says its forces have surrounded a big city in Gaza. This news comes just hours after Israel's army announced that 21 of its soldiers had just been killed while fighting in the war against Hamas. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead until Israel crushes the ruling Hamas militant group and wins the freedom of over 100 hostages held captive in Gaza. The Israeli military says its forces have encircled the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian missiles targeted Ukraine's 2 biggest cities this morning, killing at least 5 people. Moscow says Ukraine cannot defeat Russia. This is AP News. Now to Georgia and a divorce case and Donald Trump.
A judge has ordered the unsealing of the divorce case of a Georgia special prosecutor investigating former President Trump and others for alleged election fraud. The judge ordered the unsealing of the divorce case involving special prosecutor Nathan Wade after a request brought by a defense attorney who alleges an inappropriate relationship between Wade and Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. The judge has also put off a final decision on whether Willis will have to sit for questioning in the divorce case, but delayed her deposition that had been scheduled for Tuesday. Willis has not directly denied a romantic relationship with Wade. He heads the case into charges that former President Trump and 18 allies worked to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia. I'm Norman Hall.
Dexter Scott King has died, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s son. He was 62 and had prostate cancer. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.